Living in the year 2020 is great. Every morning, my robot butler brings me my replicated coffee, and at work, my friendly android colleague and I make the weekly podcast. Well, okay, the year 2020 isn't exactly how science fiction writers of the past may have imagined. Artificial intelligence is everywhere, but it's more likely to be found in an algorithm sending me targeted advertising than in a helpful robot. But one thing that's still important is the question of how machines make decisions, in particular, ethical decisions. One science fiction writer who's had a big impact on these kinds of ideas is Isaac Asimov. Now, Asimov's personal ethics were dubious. He was well known during his lifetime for his unapologetic harassment of women. Despite this, his writing, in particular, stories imagining how robots might be designed to follow simple ethical rules, continues to inspire debate. This month marks 100 years since Asimov was born, and Nature has published an essay on Asimov's work by David Leslie, ethics fellow at the Alan Turing Institute. Reporter Shamini Bundell set out to talk to David about whether Asimov's ideas about robotic ethics still apply as artificial intelligence becomes more prevalent. She found him at the Institute, which is based in London, nestled in the centre of the British Library.
Here we are in the British Library. I can see just huge stacks of antique books here already. And how many Asimov books do you reckon they've got in the library here?
Hundreds. I hope that it would be the nearly, 500 that exist, or around 500.
As well as being an Asimov fan, David has a particular interest in Asimov's vision of a future where humans live and work alongside robots.
What Asimov did was he took a world in which robots were portrayed as kind of, alien, like alien monsters, right? And he tried to make the stories more realistic, where they're exploring the possibilities that are opened up by robotics and what we would call now artificial intelligence.
And you've got some books on the table here, including iRobot, which is a number of short stories. Could you give us some idea about the kind of things that came up in these stories that he discusses in these books that were quite new at the time and have had quite a lot of influence since then?
Well, I mean, I think we would have to first talk about the famous three laws of robotics, which actually arise in the iRobot series. And the three laws are basically a robot may not injure a human being or allow through an action a human being to come to harm. That's the first law. Second law is a robot must obey orders given by a human being unless that contradicts with the first law. And the third law is a robot must protect their existence unless that protection would come into conflict with the first two laws. And so the stories that he wrote in iRobot and the other robot stories beyond that had to do with the ways in which these three laws play out in real-world circumstances. And for instance, I'm thinking of one in particular where he has a robot, I think it was Herbie, who is able to read minds, and Herbie started to lie. So here it is, a very interesting passage. So she, meaning Calvin, she faced them and spoke sarcastically. "Surely you know the fundamental first law of robotics." The other two nodded together. Certainly, said Bogart, irritably. A robot may not injure a human being or through inaction allow him to come to harm. Nicely put, sneered Calvin. But what kind of harm? Why, any kind. Exactly, any kind. What about hurt feelings? What about deflation of one's ego? What about the blasting of one's hope? Is that injury? Lanning frowned. What would a robot know about that? And then he caught himself with a gasp. You've caught on, have you? This robot reads minds. Do you suppose it doesn't know everything about mental injury? Do you suppose that if asked a question, it wouldn't give exactly that answer that one wants to hear? So anyway, that's one of these great passages where the scientists are realizing that one can't program a notion of injury or harm simply formally into a computer because it requires interpretation.
The three laws seem to be a way of trying to program in ethics. Let's solve all sort of moral conundrums about people tied to tram tracks with some simple rules. How useful are those rules in your discussions of AI ethics?
We have to remember the three laws of robotics were a literary device for him. So I think that a lot of times in our kind of contemporary world, we're seeking out, you know, a moral panacea for the problems that are raised by artificial intelligence. But for Asimov, he really intended the laws to be an occasion for reflection on the human impacts of technology. For me, it sort of casts a floodlight on the need to actually think about automated systems as automated, as following prescribed rules, and the limitations of that. In other words, the system might have prescribed rules, but the system won't be moral in the same way that humans are moral, because humans have to interpret what things like harm or human or humanity means.
And specifically, if you're trying to program a machine to make a decision, which may include sort of ethical components, what are the kind of challenges that people are facing?
Well, I think first off, there's the challenge of thinking about where the values are going to come from that are going to inform the programming or the behavior of the instrument. The way that an automated system is designed derives from all of the values, all of the choices, the human choices of those who are involved in its design, production, implementation. And so we have a big set of dilemmas here about who's making the technology? Are the makers of the technology representative of the world that the technology will impact?
And the kind of machines and robots that we have today, we don't have sort of humanoid robots wandering around helping us with everyday tasks, but we do have things that we're trying to think about, like self-driving cars, is the one that always comes up. What kind of ethical problems are we faced right now?
I think we live in a world where we are increasingly subjected to the decisions of automated systems. We live in an increasingly prediction-oriented society where you've got a lot of large-scale algorithms that are anticipating or preempting bits of our behavior. Just think about the various social media outlets that use kind of curatorial algorithms. And that world is not necessarily a world where the automated systems are companions. And I think that would have horrified Asimov. I think that for him, when we live in a world that is algorithmically steered, we've lost that component of human agency and human freedom that he saw at the very core of what it is to be human and what it is to actually have and use technology.
And what kind of a future do you see? Where do you see this going in terms of robots being tools or being used to predict and control and influence?
So one of the interesting problems that comes up across the stories is this notion of a Frankenstein complex, a kind of irrational fear, a gut feel, that in a sense these are just kind of monsters that are going to supplant humans and come to rule the world. The creatures come to take over the creators. And for Asimov, one of his bigger picture thoughts was that we needed to overcome this kind of fantasy. For him, robots and robotics was just automation. They were tools. And I think what that means is we need to pay attention to what Asimov says, and we need to think of the ways in which machines aren't necessarily going to be monstrous agents of the future, but rather think of them as allies, automated allies that can help us as tools to build a better world together.